The Gospel according to St. Matthew. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. When he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said to them, "You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went. When he went out again about noon, and about 3 o'clock, he did the same. And about 5 o'clock, he went out and found others standing around. And he said to them, "Why are you standing here idle all day?" They said to him, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You also go into the vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, "Call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then going to the first." When those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received the usual daily wage. Now when the first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But he replied to one of them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous?" So the last will be first, and the first will be last. The Gospel of the Lord. Grace, peace, and mercy are yours in the triune God. Amen. Have you ever driven by a day laborer pickup point before? The picture in our email blast from yesterday, or on your digital bulletin if you're using one, it features a picture of one of these scenes. Oftentimes they have these pickups outside of Home Depot. This parable made me think of these. If you've driven by them before, you know that earlier in the morning, there's the largest number of people. And as the morning wears on, the crowd thins out. It kind of works like picking teams used to go in gym class when you were in school. The first workers to be picked are young and strong, and many of them come with their own gear, or they might have a truck that they're willing to use for the work. And as the morning wears into the day, there's still plenty of laborers looking for work, but only the unlucky or the otherwise too old or too young or weaker laborers are left. But this story is an odd twist on what you would typically see happening at a day laborer pickup. First of all, this landowner is very odd. We wouldn't expect the President of the United States to individually hire the person who mows the lawn at the White House. He has other people who oversee the landscaping. Or I couldn't imagine the CEO of Monsanto going out and hiring the people to pick the crops. In the same way, landowners during Jesus' day never did their own hiring. They had managers who they paid to concern themselves with things like this. But this landowner has taken an odd approach. HR seems to be his top priority. And then the other odd thing about this landowner is that he keeps coming back to pick up more and more laborers. Towards the end of the day, he goes and picks up all the laborers who no one else had picked, those who were too young, too old, too weak, or disabled. And then at the end of the day, he pays them all equally. Those who have been working for 8 hours make the same amount as those who have been working for 5 hours, who make the same amount as those who have worked for 1 hour. They all get paid an equal, fair wage. And perhaps unlike day laborers today, they all receive enough to live off of. This feels like a tremendous relief to those who were picked last and were wondering how they were going to have enough to pay for their daily bread. But it feels scandalous to the ones who have been working all day. And the landowner intentionally pays them last after they've seen how much the ones who worked less than them have gotten paid. If the landowner was so generous to the ones who had worked less, it would only be fair that he would pay the ones who had worked for the whole day even more, right? Why would you show up the next day early in the morning to start work for the same landowner if you could get paid the same for coming late in the day? From this parable, we learn that God's economy is nothing like ours. God is unimpressed by our ideas of equality. In God's economy, like in this parable, there is enough for everyone. Enough work, enough jobs, and enough pay. Everyone is worth exactly the same. And this is a foreign concept to us. Because for many of us, when it comes to our careers and particularly to our money, we're too often seduced into believing that we have earned everything that we have. We tend to overvalue our own merits and undervalue those of others. We tend to overlook our own weaknesses and fixate on those of others. We forget all the ways that even our most bright and shining achievements are dependent upon factors we deserve no credit for. Factors like privilege and access to opportunity. For example, what about the privilege of abledness? How would your life trajectory be different if you were deaf or blind or paraplegic? Would you be making as much money as you do now? Statistically speaking, probably not. But you'd be every bit as talented and willing to work as you are now. Would you be any less worthy of a living income? That's only one example. Of course, there are dozens of others. So I think that this parable takes us back to the Sermon on the Mount, the very heart of Christ's teaching here in the Gospel of Matthew. The landowner exemplifies the Beatitudes because the landowner chooses all those who are left over, all the ones society has left behind, everyone who has been out looking for work and unable to find it. These are the folks who get paid first. The landowner says with his actions, "Blessed are you who are disabled. There is work for you to do. I appreciate the value you have to contribute here." The landowner says with his actions, "Blessed are you who are too young or too old, you whom the world dismisses, for I desire your wisdom and perspective. There is work here for you. Blessed are you whose health is failing. I will not fail you. It is when you can no longer depend on your own strength that you will come to know mine. You have a valued place here." And again, with his actions, the landowner preaches to those of us the world is still picking first. Blessed are we too. For God sets our egos straight. We won't be young and strong forever. One day, our strength will fail us, but God will not. One day, rejection will teach us that our worth is not something that can be earned. Like the workers who have labored all day long, one day we will see that God has made us equal with the young and the old, the disabled, the felons, the immigrants, the unemployed. One day we will understand that when it comes to merit, God has made us all equal. Blessed are we if that day is today. Amen.